This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's February 13th on this Wednesday Global Transmission. Huge broadcast coming up. But first, let's take a closer look where our reporters were on the ground when Peter O'Rourke was spewing his pure BS.
But a young man who's got very little going for himself, except he's got a great first name. He challenged us. So we have, let's say, 35,000 people tonight, and he has 200 people, 300 people, not too good.
Of course, following the El Paso, Texas, Beto versus Trump challenge, numbers for those in attendance were all over the map. Claims from 65 people to over 10,000 are floating around for the turnout for Beto O'Rourke. However, video from Beto's speech shows a very sparse crowd. In fact, C-SPAN mysteriously dropped their coverage of the Beto O'Rourke rally at the last minute, while Trump's numbers were blatantly obvious.
Thank you very much, El Paso. Thank you very much. Thank
you. Unlike Beto's rally, Trump's rally was infiltrated by flare-ups of anti-Trump protesters.
Is there any place that's more fun to be than a Trump rally? Is there any place?
In fact, the Gateway Pundit reported that the Latino man that reportedly violently attacked a BBC reporter in the nest of the mainstream media may have been doing what is known as bird dogging, a far-left tactic where you pretend to be a Trump supporter, as he still had a tag on his MAGA hat, and he was awkwardly disappeared right after the incident.
Look at all the press spec. You believe that? This is like the Academy Awards used to be. They've gone down a long way since they started hitting us a little bit, right? They've gone down. That was a long fall, but there they are.
Of course, the media will run with this as they continue to blame Trump for every conceivable thing under the sun. For instance, impeachment zealot Al Green's insistence that Trump is responsible for Virginia Governor Northam and his attorney general's blackface embarrassment. But President Trump addressed that issue with clarity.
Democrats are also pushing extreme late-term abortion. Allowing children to be ripped from their mother's womb right up until the moment of birth. What's that all about? So in Virginia, the governor, he's gotten a little publicity lately. I like him. Keeps us out of the papers. I like him. I'd like to find a few more guys like this one. He almost moonwalked. His wife stopped him. Darling, it would be inappropriate. But the governor stated that he would even allow a newborn baby to come out into the world and wrap the baby and make the baby comfortable and then talk to the mother and talk to the father and then execute the baby. Millions of innocent, beautiful babies are counting on us to protect them, and we will.
In fact, if you look at McAllen, if you look at San Diego, if you look at all points in between, the U.S. cities of the U.S.-Mexico border are far safer than the U.S. cities deeper in the interior of the United States of America.
It all came down to the wall, and Beto and his supporters are on the wrong side of that wall, and history, and the truth, and the border for that matter, as the majority of Beto's supporters were holding Mexican flags.
Necesitamos tratar cada persona con dignidad.
What happened in El Paso was a preview of what's to come as 2020 draws closer. We can surely expect the Democrats to roll out more deception and a contempt for common sense. John Baum reporting.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
InfoWars is under sustained massive attack. Share the links to InfoWars.com/show. Share the articles at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. But for all the latest live breaking videos, please share InfoWars.com/show. Please.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It's just pancakes.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe a lot of God owners would agree that AK-47 belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
The guns will be taken, and no one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. Aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Do you understand?
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Coming to you from Austin, Texas, right here on planet Earth. It's Wednesday, February 13, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones, promoting a pro-liberty, pro-truth, pro-human, pro-family, pro-God, pro-beyond the stars future. Globalist, promoting the exact opposite. Well, I'm particularly focused today, and I've got a particularly powerful mapped-out transmission for you. And I don't think anybody that's been listening lately can deny the broadcast have been particularly piercing. But the guests, the research, the reports, everything, because the times demand it. Many a historian and many individual like Winston Churchill pointed out that a lot of times it's not that a person's that great, but that they are in incredible times and they step up making themselves great. And that's where we all are, deciding whether we're going to be bystanders to tyranny and be run over by it, or whether we're going to be part of the animating contest of Libertà. Leo Zagami with unbelievable developments inside the Vatican. Even London Guardian says the Vatican is set to collapse. 4 in 5 priests are gay. They're reporting that up to 20 to 30% are pedophiles, and that it is basically now a giant sex cult. That's what took it over. Confirming everything we break down, he'll be joining us from Rome, Mike Adams, as well. A bunch of special reports and some surprise guests will probably be popping in, if not today, tomorrow. I'm going to leave it at that for you. Let me just give you a little preview of what's on the menu today. Trump is expected, we were told this morning, to sign the bipartisan bill, but he said, no, I haven't seen it yet. And reportedly, as we speak, noon Eastern, the bill is being transmitted to the White House for the president to look at it. So Reuters and others were reporting earlier that he was expected. Now Reuters is reporting, and it's up on Infowars.com. Trump noncommittal on weak funding for the border wall. Says we'll get the $23 billion needed total from other pots of money. It may not even need to declare an emergency. Well, we'll see what happens with that. We'll be detailing it more coming up. Just more upside-down world statements by Democrats we're going to get to. You know, Beto O'Rourke, the carpetbagger here in Texas, with his Bernie Sanders Connecticut accent. Nothing against being from Connecticut. It's just it's funny to... He's got a Connecticut accent. He is, or Vermont accent, I guess. He is running around saying that walls kill people and walls are immoral while he's all encircled by a wall and armed police in El Paso, where he gave a speech. Well, now, Congressman Menendez, who was very close to being convicted for having sex reportedly with 13, 14-year-old girls in the Dominican Republic and other areas, so he doesn't even know what criminal activity is. He says classifying drunk drivers as criminal is wrong. Yes, you heard me right. That video is coming up. It's just insane. And then Ted Cruz's really great idea. Really great idea. Asset forfeiture seizure in general inside CONUS and against citizens is unconstitutional and very dangerous and out of control. And I want it reformed until people are convicted. Then it's constitutional. But on the border, Katie, bar the door. That's where you're supposed to seize illegal stuff, and it's just a procedure, and that would fund it. I mean, $14 billion in the coffers and different assets of El Chapo, that'll fund most of the wall right there. Now, I'm going to make an announcement right now that if people let this sink in, we'll change the future destiny, not just of this nation, but the world. It's so huge, but at the same time, it's so incredibly simple that it boggles the mind that people don't understand this. And I know most of you will understand it and already understand it once I say it. But it's such a simple idea and such a true idea, but it's not grasped by most of us, including myself. When we go and spend money with big globalist, anti-American, anti-family corporations, we are amassing power for them and allowing them to dictate our lives. But they already control almost everything, so it's hard to not go to big establishment corporations. It's hard to make the right decisions. I do a lot of research now about where our crew goes, what hotels they stay at, you know, what we do, just trying to make sure we can find companies that are neutral and aren't anti-American. And Americans have voted. The Super Bowl was down 35%. The NFL's down 45% total. Same thing with the Oscars are down 80% in the last decade. The Emmys, the Grammys. The left is committing cultural and political suicide in front of all of us. So we voted culturally by tuning out. Problem is they just target our kids in the schools. So what I'm getting at here is what you do with your word of mouth and what you do with your financial decisions you make is one of the most powerful votes you have. And the left is using boycotts and harassment and brigading and censorship and intimidation and Antifa to try to crush nationalists from simply trying to be able to live our lives the way we wish. And they're using our open free society against us. But I was just sitting back last night thinking about the fact that they have all these Washington Post and all these New York Observer and all these articles saying Alex Jones is evil, he sells coffee, he sells storable foods. He sells high-quality supplements like fish oil, which everybody knows is great, and turmeric. But they demonize that while every grocery store sells stuff that's adulterated and not as good, and Whole Foods does, and Amazon does. But Jeff Bezos' own Washington Post then attacks me and says, oh, look, snake oil, even though a bunch of our products are private-labeled, highest quality, that's actually sold in Whole Foods. That is where we get our private label products, some of which aren't proprietary or private label because they're high quality. It's sold by them. So they just don't want us funding ourselves. And if you'll simply get the Wake Up America coffee of your coffee drinkers and sign up for AutoShip, if you'll simply sign up for AutoShip every month for the colloidal silver iodine fortified toothpaste, it'll change the world. It's just things you need over and over again, and then we can fight Soros and Hillary and hold the line. But that said, and I'll talk more about it later, the average protein bar sold at Whole Foods or even a gas station is about $4.50. They're adulterated. They're full of crap. We went out to some of the top firms, got bids, put out very tasty, delicious, had focus groups test them. We actually went out and did marketing in multiple cities to see what was the tastiest, best, healthiest protein bar that we can sell to you at regular price for $3. Discounted out of the gates, it's $2.40 a pack of 12. This is our newest product at InfoWarsLife.com. Now the media will say protein and food is evil in the snake oil. But you get 12 bars, 15 grams of protein in each one. Vanilla coconut is my favorite. We have the other right here as well. InfoWars Life protein bar, peanut butter, and chocolate. This is a high-end protein bar of the highest quality at InfoWarsLife.com for about half the price of major competitors, and then your funding supports the InfoWar, a total 360 win.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Now you're standing there, tongue tied. You better look at somewhere.
Hide what you have to hide, and tell what you have to tell.
You'll see.
Everybody else in the media is keeping their head down. We're charging forward. We're delivering the goods. Because we can't let the women and children down. There's still got to be men. The globalists fear men. Everything they do is to target men, to dumb them down, to confuse them, to arrest their development. Because men carry the will to defend the species. Women are the species, and our union is holy. And the enemy is attacking that with everything it's got. Attacking this planet we're on. The fallen one that fell to terra firma is amongst us. Make no mistake, you can see the shape of what's already here and the shape of things to come. Not of this world, but the God of this world, little g. All right, here's what I want to do. Next segment, I've had time to sit back and watch Howard Schultz, and I didn't want to say this a few weeks ago, but I'm sure of it now, and I know what his plan is. We'll get to that next segment. Also, we're going to look at how that ties in with We'll also look at how that ties into Bill Gates pushing for, quote, higher taxes on the rich, which when you realize the scam he's running, it's just outrageous. That's coming up. Also, I keep warning everybody that they had 50-50 votes on the Democratic Party Telecommunications Commission and on the FCC to start regulating the Internet. And they had 10 different senators, remember, a few years ago, call for regulating Drudge Report and InfoWars and Breitbart, saying just shut us down. Because our speech is political, they say that's a political gift. They can all be political all day. Well, Democrat who sought to regulate Drudge running to represent Silicon Valley and California Senate. So we're going to look at that as well. And we're going to get into the latest, what appears to be a false flag. I mean, I said the day it came out, a week and a half ago, I said, this just sounds like a total false flag. In the middle of a blizzard, it's 20 below when this happened, or even more below. It's like, I'm seeing numbers even higher than that. And two dudes in MAGA hats and ski masks attacked some, you know, guy who's got a hit TV show for total PR. But there's cameras all over that area, dumbass. So the police have you coming out of the building, going to your car. No one attacked you. And I'm telling you, 99% of these race attacks and all this turn out to be fake. But the Democrats keep doing it because it creates the victimology. Did you hear the Air Force Academy or West Point or any of these groups the last couple of years where people spray paint N-word everywhere or write on the vending machines, no N-words allowed, and then it's liberal black students doing it? That's how you're somebody in the leftist world, is you make yourself a victim. So Empire star Jesse Mullet Smollett's story falling apart. We're going to look at that. But it just never ends. It's like Trump had to do an early State of the Union because they were saying he was anti-Semitic because he said, well, I hear this was probably staged by somebody to blame conservatives. Because why would conservatives be in New Jersey tumping over Jewish headstones and spray painting swastikas on synagogues? And it was a leftist Jew blaming Trump for it. And Trump was right. It barely got any coverage, even in local New Jersey news. 99% of the time, folks, these attacks are staged. So we're going to get to that. But let me get to this first. Because we saw Beto O'Rourke, says that walls in lives are immoral and evil while he's behind a wall and police guarding him. We showed that yesterday. It's up on InfoWars.com. But now, Democrat Senator Bob Menendez, who got indicted for underage girls and all this stuff and got found not guilty by the swamp jury. The point is he is flying and having sex with underage girls. So I guess he doesn't know what a crime is. He attacks Trump for classifying drunk driving illegals as criminal. A, you're an illegal alien. You're here illegally. When you fly down to Puerto Vallarta or Cancun, they say, what hotel are you staying at? And you tell them, and then you check off a card. And then a lot of the times they call the hotel and check. And when you get there, just like Interpol, they take your passport, they scan it. They run you for any criminal warrants. You're being totally watched in Mexico. And then you go to your hotel room. They're saying people with diseases, you name it, don't even get tested. You're in the country. So you're already here committing a felony. Oh, by the way, I've got friends and people I know that are like, oh, Cancun's so great, or Isla Mujeres is so great, or any of those places. I've been going to Cancun since there were like 10 hotels, and there's like 500. And you stay a day or two, they start calling the hotel. And they're like, senor, please come down. There's like security waiting at the hotel. Like, your flight was supposed to be yesterday, Southwest, back to Dallas. People are like, oh, well, I thought we said it. We need to talk to you now. No, now. And they run you into a room and say, and then like, we're going to give you a $2,000 fine and you're on the next plane out of here. But we're like, oh, you got diseases, everything. Just come on in, do whatever you want. This is crazy. And now Mexico has allowed them to break the southern border completely. And then Menendez, he's not in the Dominican Republic, the 15-year-old girls, he is now up here saying to say that someone already here illegally who's arrested drunk driving, they're not a criminal. This is the upside down world. New York just said you can stab a baby to death and it's not a crime. Go ahead and roll it. Here it is.
Zero tolerance policy that has turned everyone, regardless of their record, into a criminal. For example, if you cross the border undocumented, he has now made you a criminal. He is creating that problem by turning people away who legitimately seek asylum.
They were always
criminal. If a person has a driving while under the influence violation, he is now making that, saying that that's a criminal. What we have seen in the past under, for example, President Obama, that violent criminals, yes, we want to see those persons not only arrested and detained.
No, that's a total lie. San Francisco, the illegal alien shoots the woman in the back. Shut it off, please. An illegal alien shoots the woman in the back. And it's not a problem. Kills her. They're like, look, you go free. So the guy's a total lying fraud. Obama let tens of thousands of children across unaccompanied into the U.S. who were put into sex slavery, which I'm sure Bob Menendez absolutely loves, because if he doesn't look like a pedophile, Brian Stelter doesn't either. Not saying Brian Stelter's a pedophile. Saying he looks like something that would scare the hell out of me in a dark alley. But Bob Menendez narrowly escaped all his pedophilia by the swamp jury not convicting him. But he looks like a big old Bob Big Boy, man. You can imagine those poor little girls, those slave dungeons. And here comes Bob Menendez into the room, toddling forward. Stay with us.
The it's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy, and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
This is my theme song, folks, and I'm in it to win it with you. Totally committed. Absolutely love it, but I don't want to lose. That means, hey, I personally don't want to be wiped out by the glove. We're already winning the war. If I got to lose the battle myself, I'm ready to do it. But I do want to swing for the fences. Will you pray for us? Will you spread the word about the show? Will you financially buy great products that you already need? It's a 360 win. Without you, we wouldn't be here. You know, we've got just some insane things to cover here. My problem is I have too much amazing news. Don't stop at the top. I want the listeners to understand. The globalists believe that two individuals, in their own admissions, in their own white papers, in their own secret reports, that two people were the catalyst to boost Trump into office. Their names are Matt Drudge and Alex Jones. Now, that's not bragging to say that. The globalists were able to track that, and that's true. And you notice my brand of nationalism and anti-globalism is now the brand of the globe. And the globalists themselves are backtracking. So we've won devastating victories. Devastating victories. There's The Guardian, how Drudge report ushered in the age of Trump. So when I sit there and I talk about that, it's not about going, oh, hey, I just won the Indianapolis whatever, or, oh, I just won the football game. I'm not somebody spiking a football in the end zone. I am under siege. Use the Vietnam analogy. We're like a fire base, a square or a big triangle base for both sizes, out in enemy territory, surrounded with rockets landing and blowing up. And we've had major victories. We've devastated enemy offensives. But if you don't fly over in C-130s and dump the support to us, we're done. So I'm going to get to a bunch of news here in just a moment. But right now, let me just boil it down and codify it. We sell products because they took our sponsors away over the years. They harassed us. They did all of it. They tried to take our bank accounts away. So I said, hey, it's best just to control product to make sure it's the best and to sell it to people and have them have a great response. And they become customers, not just listeners. And then it's a symbiotic relationship. And earlier I talked about, you know, why do you go to a globalist hotel? Why do we go to the NFL? Why do we watch Hollywood movies? More and more you're not doing it. That's why they're down 35-40%. They're going bankrupt just because you've pulled back. And all these fits we're seeing are their attempt to dominate us back under their control. That's what all this is. So we produce and go to the top companies and make the best fish oil or the best nootropic or the best pre-workout total energy like Turbo Force, which the sale, by the way, ends this week. 50% off on Brain Force, 33% off on Turbo Force when you get them together. But it's so fundamental that literally, if just a fraction more of this audience, despite all the attacks and the demonization and the boycotts and the harassment and the fake lawsuits, if you just commit to say, hey, I'm going to get my coffee from InfoWarsStore.com and sign up for AutoShip and an additional 10% off, or I'm going to sign up every month to get the colloidal silver iodine fortified fluoride-free toothpaste super blue. If you just do that, it literally buys war bonds against these people, and we can defeat them. Now, I'm so excited about this because they taste so good, they're so great, they're such high quality, and I can't wait to hear them try to demonize that we're selling high-quality infused protein bars. We went to, again, three of the top manufacturers in the country. We said, we want to up the protein level, up the quality, even though you're already top of the line, and we're going to lower the price. Because the average protein bar is costing these places a dollar to produce or less, and they're selling the high-end ones for $6, $7 at Whole Foods. So this is a high-end protein bar, InfoWars Live protein bar, two different flavors. At regular price in the packs of 12, it's $3. 15 grams of protein and so much more. These are super high quality. No fillers, nothing. But under the discount we've got going, it's 40% off when you get two boxes instead of 25% off. It's like $2.40. I want you to, everybody's like running around the office since these came in about 2 weeks ago. We're launching them today. And they're like, this is the best protein bar I've tasted. Why is it so good? And I said, because I already go to the top people and I say, let's go up even more. I don't need 5 or 7 times markup. At regular sales price, there's a 200% markup. We discount it. It's like 100% markup. Or I guess 40% is like 120% markup. Whatever it comes out to. I personally like vanilla coconut. I love coconut. There was all these flavor options we had. I love vanilla and coconut together. It's one of my favorite pies, one of my favorite cakes. It's so good, it'll blow you away. Meal replacement, you name it, on the go. This is next level. And then a lot of people like chocolate. I like chocolate. I don't like it with peanut butter so much. I mean, it's okay. I like Reese's Pieces, but it's not my favorite. But this is really good. I'm trying to put the product down. It's just my favorite is the vanilla coconut. Peanut butter chocolate. 12-pack, ladies and gentlemen. It comes down the discount to $2.40 a bar. Competing bars are $5, $6, $7 a piece of this quality. No fillers, no nothing. It's what I give to my family. We have a lot of protein bars at the house, high-end ones. They're all gone now. My kids love these in the last 2 weeks since they were there. They absolutely can't believe how good they are. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and shopping with the good guys. If you'll just buy your coffee, your toothpaste, things that you need to order every month, and your protein bars, if you'll just do those staples with us, and we're so evil, toothpaste and coffee and high-quality. I'm sure it'll be like Washington Post headlines. They won't say, hey, we're the biggest supplement sellers in the world. It'll be like, he sells coffee and toothpaste. Brushing your teeth is bad. And he sells pure, clean protein bars that taste incredibly good. They taste like candy bars. They taste better than candy bars. Your body's like, this is what I want. This is what I need. So you're a long-haul truck driver, or you're a teacher, or you're a police officer, or you're in the military. Send them to your family in the military. Give a box to firefighters. This is how you fund the InfoWar instead of going and paying more for bars that aren't even as good in many cases at Whole Foods or wherever. You get the highest quality, you get a discount, and you fund the resistance. It's a total 360 win. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got two different types. I'm very proud of this. It took a long time to do this because we wanted the very best. We rejected so many different permutations. We did focus groups for the first time ever. I mean, this is what everybody said was their favorite. Tastes great, super healthy, super amazing. Get your InfoWars Life protein bars today at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And thank you for your support. Now, I am plugging more than I used to. Remember back in the old days, before we were deplatformed everywhere, I'd plug once an hour for like a minute. And that was because the audience was so huge, and it's still giant, but they have cut us down to the core, 300 or whatever, the most hardcore, the most focused. And in ways, there's huge viral videos that happen and things. I mean, the legend of InfoWars is bigger than ever, but that isn't what matters. I want to reach people at point-blank range to wake them up. The globalists are scared of me talking to somebody because they know people instinctively go, this guy's telling the truth, this guy's for real, this guy is in it to win it, I'm on your side. I am. And I'm not bragging about it. They tried to hire me at Fox. They tried to hire me at Clear Channel and a bunch of other places. They sent in top TV executives three different times. Roger Ailes, before he died, wanted to launch something new, but he was too sick to do it. And then you said, listen, you got the highest Q scores we've ever seen. Better than Bill Hemmer or whatever. That guy supposedly has them off the charts. And they just said, we're ready. We want to do it, but we need to do what we say. I never did it. And I'm not saying I'm that great. I don't know why I have those IQ scores. But I legitimately believe in you. I believe in me. I believe we're in this together, and I want to win. But without your hope and without your prayer and without your financial support, getting great products you need, they're going to win. I'm going to go down swinging. But my God, you get great toothpaste, you get great coffee, you get great bars, and then you protein bars, and then you fund people that are willing to go all the way to the wall, all the way to death. It's simple. InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. We'll hit the big news on the other side.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Headed on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way. You know, I like Roger as a friend, but he doles out exclusives to, like, you know, some to Fox News, some to Daily Caller, and he works here. I pay his salary. And I've been checking both my phones here. Jack Posobiec called us for comment on this like 10 minutes ago. So I guess Roger Stone's going to go to the woodshed here pretty soon. Roger Stone has filed a lawsuit against Robert Mueller. which he should. CNN clearly is there being coordinated by the FBI. He has the screenshots where the CNN screwed up and said, comment on your indictment, which the idiot reporters, one thing about these traitors is they are stupid. They sent him the day before. He didn't really know what to do with it. He saw it the next day. Hey, you've been indicted. What do you make of this for the grand jury even building? So that's incredible. So this is not being picked up yet. So this is a global exclusive in the United States District Court for the District of Columbia. Filed today, Roger Stone's motion requesting a show cause order. So it's on Gateway Pundit. Well, that's good. Gateway Pundit can hire Roger, which I think Gateway Pundit does a great job. In fact, Roger Stone now works for the Gateway Pundit, which is good. I like the work they do. They're very prolific. They're bulldogs. I really like them. So there you go here at the InfoWars Command Center. Roger Stone has been charged with Congress. It goes on from there about how they staged the whole deal, which is a great point. And you know, show the cause of how you trampled his rights to do this. So there you go, and there is the document right there. You know, people call us to find out what Roger's up to, and I can't tell you. I don't know. So Roger Stone now works for the Gateway Pundit, ladies and gentlemen. Seriously, as of about 10 seconds ago, I'm like, Roger, get a job with the Gateway Pundit now. Because here, let me check my other phone. I don't want to go off half-cocked here. Maybe he called this other phone and gave me the exclusive. Nope, doesn't look like it. Hey, guys, this plug isn't working in here. You guys get this phone and plug it in for me. God almighty, what a mess around here, boy, I got to tell you. All right, let's just move off the Roger Stone news and the whole Russiagate thing coming to its end and the rest of it. No indictments of anybody with Russia. Senate Intelligence Committee, no Russia connections, of course. But they're about, you got this big lawyer for Trump saying, oh, I bet Mueller doesn't even put out a report or make a statement. That's because Congress is going to keep the Russiagate fake thing going, as Schiff has said in the House Judiciary Committee. That's what's going on there. Because then he just kind of, the fact that there was no Russia, he just kind of, oh, it's the vehicle. Russiagate's the vehicle to illegally spy, and the vehicle to discredit the election, and it's the vehicle. It's the delivery system to get the dragnet of dirt on Trump associates for income taxes, you name it, to now get to that point. And so that's where all this is going. Now let me do this. I said I'd get to it this segment, but I just got derailed by that. I know what's going on with Howard Schultz, and it's as plain as the nose on an Easter Bunny's face. So we're going to be looking at that. Bloomberg's $500 million anti-Trump moonshot. We're going to tie that in with nobody deserves to be this rich, Bill Gates. What's that really mean? That's all coming up. So we'll be breaking it down. Oh, more Californians consider fleeing the state. That's all the start of the next hour. We're going to get to all of it here today, ladies and gentlemen. And we're also going to get into this whole stack of news about George Soros admitting that the EU is on the verge of collapsing and panicking, that their whole world government's in trouble. So just remember that. We've just got to hold the line as patriots a few more years. The left's uncloaking and saying, we want to kill babies after they're born. We love devil worship. We hate America. I've got articles here. We want to ban the American flag. We want to change George Washington University because he's a bad person. And we want everything free. And you don't have to work if you don't want to. That's their death throes. That's their political floundering that's going on. That's all that's happening. Period. And so we have to understand that don't give in to their death throes. Don't give in to their temper tantrum. Spread the word of mouth. Spread the word via text message, via email. Call the talk radio. Call the C-SPAN. Do satirical things on Facebook and Twitter. Because the left is so brain damaged and so mentally ill. Mark Dice, which we'll play next segment, he put out a satirical video which was clear, saying, oh, my gosh, since her thing is so kooky, saying ban airplanes and ban cows farting and kill all cows, and Cory Booker right now saying ban all meat. Since it's so crazy, let's say everyone must collect their urine to make coffee at the office and, you know, a free massage chair. Why not? Saying everything's free after work. He said it was satire and a joke. Let's see if they endorse this. They all went, oh, Cortez didn't put this on her website, and then used this as an example, not what she actually put that was just as ridiculous. But a lot of leftists saw it and actually endorsed it, thinking, yeah, I want a massage chair. It's like they're autistic or something. I don't mean that meanly. It's like they don't get humor. They don't understand humor. They don't get it. Like, I'm going to play a clip coming up next hour of Joe Rogan. That according to the leftist yardstick, he should be banned from everything on the planet. And even though I'm mad at Joe, and even though he's gone along with the establishment against me, when I play this clip that is shocking in the current lens, it's humor. You know, it's humor I wouldn't engage in, but it's covered under the First Amendment. I'm not endorsing what he said. But I don't think he should be deplatformed for it. But he's like, oh, deplatform Alex, you know, a few weeks ago, you know, because he did this horrible thing questioning big, giant media events. Oh, God, we should never question that. Now he's backed off that, which is great. But then I start thinking, wait a minute. There's clips of Job saying things that I won't even repeat. I'm going to play the clip. Because they'll say, I said it. That's how deceptive the media is. But, oh, I bet, because if you can go back 6 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years on what somebody did and interpret it however you want and then deplatform them, well, then imagine, is that why Joe has been acting so incredibly compromised, down on his knees to Silicon Valley, on his knees to Jack Dorsey, on his knees doing all this? So that's coming up next hour as well. And we're going to get into Ted Cruz's plan that's constitutional for asset forfeiture seizure on the border that would totally pay for the wall and beyond that, pay for drug rehab and, disease mitigation and testing. I mean, hell, that's what Ellis Island did, was test for diseases. Great idea of Senator Ted Cruz, probably the smartest guy in the Senate, like one of the smartest guys. You know, I mean, Rand Paul, him, it's kind of hard to guess which one's smartest, but they're both real treasures. And so we'll be looking at all that coming up. And then this great headline, U.S. Hungary determined to protect Christianity worldwide. Worldwide. Because Christianity's under attack. Number of Christians being killed every year is double the UN admits, and Soros and others are pushing that whole plan. So it's all coming up, and open phones next hour. And then, Leo Zagami from Rome on the huge scandals at the Vatican that threaten to bring down the whole New World Order. Because here's the thing. They use the infiltration of the Vatican with pedophile rings to get control of it. That's been admitted, even the Guardian. Well, the Guardian. But the same networks keep blackmailing, keep controlling, and blackmailing each other. There's no honor amongst thieves. So I'm not anti-Catholic. I'm not anti-Vatican. We probably wouldn't have civilization in the West today if the Vatican hadn't come along. Certainly had its own problems. And the Orthodox Church got its problems, but I think it's a good group of people over, you know, in Eastern Europe, other areas, in Greece. But regardless, what the Vatican is today is 180 degrees from what the Vatican was 100 years ago. I mean, it's anti-Christian, anti-Western, anti-child. And that's because the devil cult took it over. So let's just stop the debate whether it was ever good or ever bad. It's bad now. And who's the group the media defends? The corrupt Vatican. What do they attack? Independent, real Orthodox Catholic schools that have good, wholesome people like the Covington kids. That's who they hate more than anybody. So they haven't completed their takeover of Christianity yet, but they're trying. Stay with us. Hour two straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, the dreaded info warrior.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now.
right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.